I'm Bruce Robinson, and again, we're talking with Susan Swartz from Denver, Colorado, at the Democratic National Convention, where there's a lot of buzz over Hillary Clinton, and not just the speech last night. Am I right, Susan?
Absolutely. I just heard about this. I got back to my friend's house, and then I turned on the television, and what some people thought Hillary might do, she actually did. She asked the convention to suspend the rules and nominate Obama by acclamation, and of course, she got a resounding second for that, and he's in. She's done one more heroic gesture, which I think is a superb follow to her amazing talk last night.
Give me your reaction to her talk.
Oh, I thought it was great. I mean, I was watching it with some friends, and we were all very impressed. She was solid, and she was generous, and I kept thinking, oh, I wish that she had given this kind of speech a while back. I thought it was wonderful and just very, very generous, and I think she made it very clear to her followers. As she said, you've got to think about, are you here in Denver for me? Are you here for all the issues that we share and what we want to do about getting out the old administration and bringing in the new? I bet she was just wonderful. And then today I was walking down the street and I went over to look at all the buttons. You know, every day there's new buttons and T-shirts and all that. And there were new Hillary and Obama unity buttons. One button that said Hillary supporters for Obama. And I said, were you guys up all night making these things? But it's pretty cool. There's still a lot of Hillary women in the streets and men, too. But then I saw one guy come up to a young woman who had a Hillary sign, the blue and red Hillary sign. He says, I have to catch a plane. Can I get that sign from you? So I think they're going as souvenirs at this point.
Now, over the last couple of days, we've talked about how you've met with various people who were reluctant to let go. Mm-hmm. Any further conversations with people from that stripe today? And do you see any shifting of that?
You know, I don't think so. I haven't talked to anybody who's just, you know, adamantly opposed to supporting Obama, but I'm sure they're out there. I mean, I overheard one woman being very vigorously opposed to this women's caucus that I went to yesterday because she thought it was just an Obama love fest. But I think she calmed down when so many women, including CNN commentator Donna Brazile, who's a longtime Clinton supporter and a superdelegate, got up there and said, you know, said all the right things about how incredible and history-making Hillary's campaign had been and all that. So I haven't seen it. I'm sure they're out there, but I haven't seen anybody, you know, burning their T-shirts in the street.
So are you ready to come home now? All the excitement's over?
Oh, no. Today I got to be a celebrity gawker. This was really funny. I mean, I've been in the media for a million years, and if I were at an event where there were Hollywood celebrities, I might be sent there to interview them. But today I ended up on the street with a bunch of people, and they were in front of this restaurant, and there were all these Hollywood celebrities arriving to see this film called 14 Women, which is about women senators. And Annette Bening showed up, and then Susan Sarandon, who I happen to adore, showed up, and then it was like, oh my God, and there's Ellen Burstyn, and then there were all these people standing around, we're all taking pictures, and I thought, I have become a celebrity groupie. It was just a very exciting thing, and what it is these actors are members of the Creative Coalition, which was formed, I guess, by Alec Baldwin and Christopher Reeve and Susan Sarandon to mobilize people in the arts community on issues of public importance, like the First Amendment rights and arts advocacy. So that was pretty fun.
And what have you been out seeing and doing of political nature?
Well, I also spent quite a bit of time today trying to track down a ticket to Obama's speech. And I have to report that I did score right at the very last minute because you had to get your credentials by 5 o'clock tonight. And some people in the Lynn Wilsey camp came through for me. So I'll get to go to the Obama speech, which I had been trying for weeks, ever since they, you know, announced that you could go online and get them. I tried to go through all the regular channels and I never got anywhere. So then I said, does anybody have anything? And they didn't think they had one. And then I got a call today. And so I had to go get my official credential. So that's basically what I did. So then I'm just going to stay home tonight and watch Bill Clinton and Joe Biden talk.
Well, as always, it's a pleasure talking with you and we appreciate the update and look forward to more tomorrow.
Okay, Bruce. Thanks a lot.